From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone, and you've got OneRadioNetwork.com. Here you go. I'll try to figure this thing out here. I think you have a little bit of background noise. Have a portable air conditioner, because it's about 90 degrees already, and I don't mind too much for me, but the equipment just doesn't like getting warm, and so we kind of keep an eye on that just to make sure everybody's happy here. But as long as you can hear me clearly, that's the most important part. Just kind of think about the little white noise in the background as being like a waterfall. Just like imagine me in Hawaii, just out somewhere. Okay, it is OneRadioNetwork.com, August 7th, 2018. As you're imagining a waterfall, then we're going to do the show. Next hour, we're going to go up to Colorado and talk with Marjorie Wildcraft about wildcrafting and self-sufficiency and living on the land and herbs and doing an herbal medicine thing. That'll be fun. We've had talked to Marjorie a few years back now. It's been a long time. And so we just caught back up with her, and we're going to chat it up. Andrew Goss will be here on Wednesday. That would be tomorrow. So it's good to have you here. Thanks for joining the show live. All the podcasts get up and about a few hours after the broadcast. And for those of you who are new, welcome. We have about over 2,500 shows. Everything is absolutely free. We don't charge for anything. We promote various products that we really like, and we know the people, and that's important. One of our trademarks is know the source, and that's what we do, and that's how we support this show. And then we don't have to charge for anything, which is cool. And then people also send in donations, and there's a little donation button. You can do that, and folks send us $10 a month and stuff like that to pay for their little usage thing. And so it all works out. So we appreciate your ongoing support. It is August 7th, 2018. So first up this morning, I think you're going to find this lady interesting indeed. And when I get to her bio, I'm going to tell you all about her. And I lost her bio. And no, I didn't. Her name is Stephanie Autourlis, and she's been practicing and teaching healthy living for a long time, 25 years or so. She is a strong background in Ayurvedic herbalism. Ooh, I love that. I love Ayurvedic medicine, so I'll have a lot of fun questions there for Stephanie. She's been trained extensively in the nutritional sciences, aromatherapist, certified tool and hand reflexologist, professional member of both the Marine Council of Reflexology, the Maine Council, and Reflexology Association of America. And she's written about 12 books or so on natural skin, body care, raw food nutrition, topically applied herbal medicine. Wow. And she has a new book out, and it is called It Is All About Essential Oils. And it is called Stephanie Tortoise's Essential Oils, A Beginner's Guide. So I thought this would be fun, because we all know about some about essential oils. We probably all have 5 or 6 or 10, like me, in my medicine cabinet that we generally get from Living Libations up there in Canada. Nadine Artibus, who's been on the show. But who knows how to use these things? I mean, and that's what we'll talk about, because we're beginners. We're beginners, so we're going to talk to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey there, Patrick. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. It's going to get about 95 degrees here in the shade. How about you up in Maine?
Yeah, I'm up in coastal Maine, not too far from Bar Harbor and Acadia National Park, and usually we're sitting in the upper 70s. Nice, you know, they call it vacation land for a reason. It's nice and cool, but yesterday we hit 90 with about 90% humidity, and it's just, we're not used to that. So,
Coastal Maine, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty place.
Is it? Yeah, what kind of a landscape is it? What kind of, you have a lot of big trees, big forests?
Yes, yes. I live in a relatively rural area, and I've got the ocean in my backyard, and across the street from me are thousands and thousands of acres of undeveloped land full of balsam fir and spruce and maple and oak and big, big, big undisturbed areas that are just, you know, they're still wild. We've got mountain lion and bobcat and bear and deer and all kinds of wild things. So it's
really?
A pretty place. Yeah.
You got those furry guys that crawl around. Are they ever a problem, or are they just kind of user friendly?
Well, you know, you need to protect your garden, and you don't leave your bird seed out at night or the bear will find it. And you know, they're usually more afraid of you, but, you know, if they find some food hanging around, they definitely will make their presence known.
Really?
So, you treat them with respect, and they usually treat you with respect, too.
Yeah.
But they sure are pretty to see.
How does that work with people with dogs and cats and stuff? How does that, is that a
challenge? I no longer have outdoor cats. When I first moved here, I had a 25-pound Maine Coon, and, I live on a trucking road, so he got hit by a truck eventually. But he also got in a scuffle with a bobcat once and a few raccoons. And then I lost another cat to a fox. So I have indoor cats now. And we have huge bald eagles here, which have been known to scoop up people's house cats. So I think it's safer to keep your babies inside.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to keep your cats outside, huh?
No, especially smaller ones. So anyway, it's a pretty place, but, you know, you have to live. You just live in harmony with the wild things around you.
That's what you do, huh?
Yeah.
How do you spend most of your time now? We're going to talk about your book, Essential Oils. How do you spend most of your day-to-day?
I've always been kind of a workaholic, to be honest with you. I have a passion for what I do, so I spend about half my time writing books, and this new Essential Oil book is my 13th book. I have a 14th book coming out called Pure Skin next month. So I spend a lot of time doing social media, promoting my books. I do talks around town, lots of interviews with newspapers. I've been on book tours. So I like to teach people about skin care, body care, topically applied herbal medicine, essential oils. I really like to teach, but I teach through my books primarily. And then the other half of my work life is spent in my hand and foot and ear reflexology business, and I also do skincare and facials. I'm also a licensed esthetician, so it's either I'm writing about herbs and teaching about herbs and natural health, or I am infusing people with herbs in my reflexology and skincare practice and helping them feel better and look better. So,
well, that's great. Yeah,
solid 6 days a week I'm working, I love every minute of it.
Wow, good for you. Well, you know, we should start there because I'm a big skin care kind of face guy. I don't know. I'm always putting gooey stuff on my face, and I got all these different creams and aloe.
Well,
and
good
all
for you. You probably look younger than you are.
I really do. And people say your skin looks great. I mean, my skin has always looked good. But I like to take care of it. It's just fun, you know. So give us kind of basics on skin, the face, and everybody likes to look. Nice. What are some of the do's and don'ts taking care of the skin? That'd be fun to start.
Okay. All right. As far as I'm concerned, from an esthetician's point of view, in order to preserve your skin and preserve its youthfulness and comfort way into old age, is to keep it hydrated on a regular basis. And hydrated, I mean, hydration is water soluble, so that means applying some sort of toner or rose water, hydrosol, some sort of spray, aloe vera juice, something that's water-based. Could be tea, or you can purchase something that's natural and commercial. Spritz your face with it or apply it to your skin twice a day after you cleanse your skin at night, because your tissues deep within the skin, down in the dermis, need to stay plump and elastic and flexible, because when they start to dry out, you know, if you think about it, what's the difference between a prune and a plum? They're the same things, but a plum is full of water and a prune is dried out and wrinkly. You don't want to be the latter. So keeping water by drinking it, as well as putting it topically on your skin, will help to, you know, keep it nice and plump and youthful and wrinkle-free. But you have to seal in that moisture, because water will evaporate. We all know that. You know, it rains in Texas, but then give it 5 days later and pff, it's dry again.
Right.
So you need to seal that in. And you seal it in with either a really good quality natural moisturizer, which is a combination of oils and water-based ingredient, or you can put a facial oil on your skin once or twice a day, and that will seal in all that hydration. And the oil contains lipids or fats, which also keep the skin nice and flexible and plump. And I actually make a couple of facial oils for an olive oil importer, an organic olive oil importer out in Colorado. His company's called Healthy Harvest. And we use a Tuscan, organic Tuscan olive oil, which is very light and velvety, as a base for these facial oils. But you can, you know, you can put a little bit of jojoba oil, olive oil, almond oil, sunflower oil, something like that, or buy your favorite facial oil and apply that twice a day. Those are my two key things. I hydrate, and I put a little bit of oil on afterwards. And it, those simple things go a long way for promoting youthful skin.
So you hydrate with something like... What are some others? So rose water. I know about rose water.
Well, I mean, you can buy hydrosol.
Hydrosol.
That's pretty. Yeah, hydrosols. It's a watery byproduct of essential oil making, actually. So it has the water soluble components of the essential oil in it. The essential oil does not contain the water soluble components of the plant. It contains the oil soluble. But a hydrosol is very mild and gentle and much less concentrated than an essential oil. And you can put that in a little bottle, or buy a bottle that has a spritzer top and spray that on your face. You could use lavender or chamomile or rosemary or peppermint or just rose. They come in all different plant varieties of hydrosols, and spritz that on your face several times a day. It's wonderful. A subtle scent. And people that have very sensitive skin can use hydrosols when they can't use products with essential oils. So hydrosols are wonderful for many reasons, but they're great for hydrating the skin.
We have a fellow here that makes some of the most pristine oils ever, a German fellow. And his name is Andreas, and he's got this thing... Stephanie, where he there's no heat or no oxidation. It's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, it's just amazing. And it has things like hemp and sesame and flax and pumpkin and cumin.
Oh my gosh.
Coriander.
Okay, so he's making carrier or base oils. He's not doing essential oils, but he's making actual fatty
oils to take internally, right?
But exquisite.
Yeah. So could we maybe if we wanted to make one of our own out of that, could you put together a recipe for us?
So we'll just choose something for a normal skin.
Yeah, it would be okay. Nice.
Yeah, okay, that's something everybody could use.
He's got sunflower, flax.
I don't usually use flax on my skin because it's kind of thick.
Okay.
You know, I would use that internally, yes. But for most people, you could use almond oil as your base.
Okay.
Or use jojoba, J-O-J-O-B-A
oil.
Yeah, I love jojoba. It never goes rancid. It's actually a liquid wax, so it never goes rancid. Wonderful stuff, and it penetrates easily. Or you could use, an organic sunflower oil.
Oh, we got sunflower in that mix. He makes sunflower oil.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. If you could get, really fresh-pressed sunflower oil, that's nice stuff.
Okay.
So say you have 1 ounce. 1 ounce, 1 ounce would be like 2 tablespoons. Mm-hmm. So you get like this 1 ounce dark glass bottle with a dropper top.
Mm-hmm.
And to 1 ounce of base oil, or you could mix it half jojoba, half sunflower if you wanted. So to 1 ounce of oil, you would use, between 12 and 15 drops of an essential oil that is very, very good for skin. And for normal skin, that would be, lavender, you could mix that with, half lavender and half geranium.
Oh, we like
essential
geranium.
Oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is really, really nice. Or half lavender and Roman chamomile, that would be great. Or German chamomile, and that would be a very anti-inflammatory blend.
Mm-hmm.
You just simple. You don't need anything complicated. Another one would be, so maybe 6 drops of frankincense.
Oh, frankincense, okay.
Yeah, a couple of drops of myrrh, and then you could add, what would be another nice one here? Let me think. You could do the lavender again, or a little bit of helichrysum, or rosemary. Rosemary's nice for normal skin. So you've got, I mean, my book deals with just 25 oils. I don't inundate people with like 100 different essential oils to confuse everybody.
Right.
So everything's
yeah.
simple and multi-purpose. But, you know, a facial oil can be very basic.
So what do oils, so you have frankincense or lavender or some of the rosemary. What are the essential oils doing with the skin? I mean, can you describe to us what's going on there? What's,
yes.
Yeah, the interaction with the skin.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll just start with, say, frankincense. A lot of people like frankincense. Frankincense comes from a resin, usually out in Oman, Somalia, something like that. And it's very soothing and grounding to the nervous system. But frankincense has been used for thousands of years as a cosmetic ingredient because it tends to preserve the skin. It was actually used by the pharaohs as part of a blend that they used to preserve the during mummification. So what it does is tighten skin tissue, lift skin tissue, and preserve it. And it's great for skin that's normal or normal to dry. Aging skin, mature skin that has started to have the collapse of the elastin and the collagen fibers, frankincense in an essential, in a facial oil is wonderful to use. And lavender, very all-purpose, multi-purpose lavender, has properties of speeding the skin cell regeneration. You know, so say you have a cut or a scrape, it will help that tissue to heal really fast. For as far as putting it in a facial oil, it helps the skin to, it's similar to frankincense. It's very calming and soothing, but it helps the skin to turn over a little bit faster. And so you always have like this radiant glow to the skin. What was the other one? Say we used a little bit of geranium. So geranium is good for all skin types, but it is a slight astringency to it. So it also tones and tightens and lifts the skin. It preserves skin tissue as well. And if you've got any oiliness or too much dryness, geranium is kind of this natural balancer that brings skin back to its normalcy. And it just smells nice and rosy. So, you know, I could make so many different blends that smell good and that feel good and help uplift the skin. But you know, a basic formula with lavender and frankincense and geranium would be an exquisite facial oil.
And then
it would smell good, and your skin would just feel like, wow, my cheekbones feel like they've been lifted up.
Uh-huh. And so you would do the hydrosol kind of thing first, and or the rose, get it all kind of moisture, and then put this
yeah,
over
after
the top.
You've cleansed your skin,
to
yes.
So you wipe off the hydrosol. You're wiping it off?
No, I'm sorry. I should. I've got facial sequence in my head here. So say we'll just do it at night. You know, if you're a woman, you've got makeup on, or you know anybody who's just been sweating during the day or picked up whatever pollutants get attracted to the skin. Everybody should cleanse their skin with some sort of creamy cleanser, lotion cleanser. You know, fatty. If you really like soap, it needs to be like a fatty goat milk or olive oil soap. So after you've cleansed your skin and you've rinsed, then you apply your hydrosol, okay? Just pat that into the skin, and while your skin is still nice and damp, then you apply, say, 6 to 8 drops of this facial oil by putting it in your palm, rubbing your palms together so that it spreads and warms, and then massage your chest, your neck, your face, all in upward motions until everything has been absorbed.
Oh, man.
That's how you do that.
That sounds great.
And your skin is nice and happy.
I'm talking with nice, and we like happy skin. we're talking with Stephanie Tourless, and her website is stephanietourless.com. Now, I noticed on your website that you have some products. We can plug those for you. You've partnered up with Healthy Harvest, and so you've got some facial oils. Wow. Olive oils, facial oils, things like that.
Yep, so it's just the facial oils that I developed for the owner of Healthy Harvest, and I have 2 of them. They're called, very simple, Olive Essentials, facial oil number one and number two, but and it's Healthy Harvests with an S on the end, .com. But the owner, Carl Burghardt, introduced me to this organic, unrefined, unfiltered, never heated, raw, organic Tuscan olive oil from Italy that comes from a 200-year-old organic farm run by an 85-year-old
man and his family.
I want well, some of that. Well, he sells the Tuscan oil, you know, on his website. But when he introduced me to that oil, you know, I thought, you know, olive oil, I realized the Greeks, the Mediterraneans, have been using olive oil on their skin for thousands of years, and they tend to look younger than their years. But when he introduced me to this Tuscan oil, I was like, oh, my goodness, the acidity is so low. And if you eat it, it's got a real peppery bite, so it's delicious, but it doesn't sting the skin, and it feels like velvet going on, and it's lightweight. So I told Carl, I said, you've got to let me formulate some facial oils for you to
to
retail. So
nice.
I did that. One of them is a French Highland lavender blend with palmarosa and geranium and myrrh, and then our best seller happens to be the frankincense Australian sandalwood and lavender blend.
That's great. So I've already getting some emails in, and folks want to know, they'd love to take care of their face. Where can they buy a good hydrosol? What would you recommend?
Oh, okay. I do have a favorite company, and to be honest with you, I don't get any kickbacks, nothing.
I have been
using their products for like 30 years. It is called Mountain Rose Herbs.
We know them.
Oh, okay. They're out of Oregon,
yeah.
And but they just have a high rate of turnover, so nothing's been sitting. And their hydrosols are actually made by a distiller who just makes hydrosols in small batches. Now, he's not an essential oil distiller,
okay.
And these are just the most exquisite I have ever tried, and they're so fresh.
So if we go to Mountain Rose Herbs, just look for hydrosols?
Yes, you
okay.
Just type in hydrosols, and they've got about 15 to choose from. And they usually carry most of my books, too, if you're looking for good herb books.
Oh, good.
They carry, just look up Stephanie Torlis' book.
It doesn't matter which hydrosol, just pick one that you like, or...
You know, if you've got, say, oily skin, mm-hmm. you might want to try peppermint.
Okay.
Or you could also use the lavender, or one of the citruses. Say if you've got normal to dry skin, you might want to try one of the chamomiles. You can also do lavender. Rosemary's good. Rose is an all-purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And just the regular rose is fantastic. Geranium can be used by everybody. Frankincense hydrosol is a brand new one, and it's just to die for. Anybody can use that
one. So frankincense, does that work for normal to kind of everybody's skin? Or?
Yeah, that's in everybody's skin. But that's, I would say that frankincense is especially mature skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, frankincense essential oil tones and tightens and lifts.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Stay right there, Stephanie. This is great stuff. Stephanie Torlis, and her website is stephanietorlis.com. And you can get her book there, which is called Stephanie Torlis's Essential Oils, A Beginner's Guide. She says they also sell them on Montrose Herbs, and I suspect on Amazon. You got them on Amazon too, Stephanie? Amazon?
Oh, definitely. I don't sell them through my website, but you can read all about me and what I do on my website. But actually, today is the official retail launch, whether it's on online sites or in bookstores, of this book. So
cool.
you're part of my you're my radio tour, my start.
We like to start. Okay. Well, we like to be right at the top of the front end here. If you have any questions for Stephanie, and we're going to talk about taking essential oils internally and what that's about. So we've got a lot of things to do here this morning. 888-663-6386 email Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. It's so much fun bringing you cool people like this. I mean, think about it. I mean, who would know about this lady up in Maine that's like the bomb with oils and essential oils and skin care and stuff like that? I mean, we've just been able to be exposed to so many great people around the world doing this show. So we're very, very blessed to be here. We discovered Wayne Blakely, who's a fellow up in Idaho, up in Moose Country, and he put together these Living Streams probiotics beginning, 30 years ago, 95, 2005, 2015, 30 years ago or so, to help his son to ditch some autistic behavior, and it's taken him on quite a journey. And he's just an amazing researcher. He's worked with Richard Orley, who's been on the show. He's worked with Sandy Rideout, who has been on the show, who's going to come back on. And he does a great amount of research. And he's figured out how to get these various human DNA probiotics, the bifidos and all these wild things. And he cultivates them himself. And then he puts different nutrients in them. And he has all these various products, the sphagnum moss, zeolite, and you know what the zeolite does, essential, getting rid of a lot of the heavy metals and stuff like that. He has the perfect molecule, which is the carbon C60 product, and then the chibide, which helps you go 90 blinkers, Flora PM, which works on the menstruation, perimenopausal thing, Flora PM, and pet probiotics that I give Doodle, and all these different, he's got alfalfa, moringa, these are amazing nutrients, and they're all in a probiotic, so they make them more absorbable. Also living minerals, and we recommend the three basic products I would get, the Living Streams probiotics, the living minerals, and maybe the Bifido. Then you can also get the Bifido too, and you can put that in your ears, little drops, and it goes down through the lymph system, and it goes into the small intestine, because a lot of the Bifido gets killed in the stomach. The reason he likes the regular Bifido, even though it might get croaked a lot in the tummy, the Bifido itself, it has the curcumin. I can never say that. I always say that. No, I can always say it. The turmeric, the special curcumin part of the turmeric, and it has an amazing little nutrient called yttrium. And this is from India, this turmeric. And yttrium is essential to absorb food. And yttrium is virtually not in American soils. It's kind of a secret he discovered. So just getting the Bifido is going to give you some yttrium in your body, which is the whole reason he even has the Bifido product. And then the Bifido, too, will get in the small intestines by putting it in your ear. Pretty amazing stuff. If you'd like to learn more, you can talk to Marilyn on his team, 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981. And after you talk to Marilyn and decide to order some products, please go to our website and click an order through our website. Don't order over the phone, because we won't get a commission then. And then this is how we make a living. So go and order through the website if you will. All the products are in our store, Living Stream.
Starving for vitality, we're turning to energy drinks, stimulants, and pharmaceuticals to try to improve our focus, increase our metabolism, rescue our sex drive, and adapt to the stresses of modern day living. Each year, an elk sheds its impressive antlers, regenerating an even larger set the following year. These velvet antlers have been a revered traditional medicine for thousands of years. Elk antler harnesses the adaptogenic and highly regenerative growth factors from this natural and ethical resource into a concentrated, bioavailable extraction. Its revitalizing effects span bone, muscle, and nerve support, improve metabolism, cellular repair, sexual potency, anti-inflammation, vascular strengthening, and hormone production. Humanely harvested from free-range U.S. elk, extracted in organic alcohol, and protected in mirror on glass, our elk antler is available in three strengths to restore your vitality at any level.
Daniel Vitalis, who lives up there near Stephanie, and they're probably in the same neighborhood. He's up there in Maine somewhere. Daniel Vitalis, and he has Sir Thrival, the elk velvet antler that you heard about right there, and then the pine pollen. Those are two of his flagship products. Four products are on sale right now at Sir Thrival. If you'd like to try them, he has the Yopan tea, which is one of the cleanest caffeine. If you want a little caffeine hit, it's probably the only natural, sustainably harvested product in the United States that has real caffeine in it. If you like a little caffeine, called Yopan tea. He has that on sale. He has the vitamin D, D3K2 product. Lanolin, it tastes wonderful. Just look at the ingredients on the labels, amazing. He has herbal digestive bitters, which is a new product, and these are very, very nice ingredients in that one. All organic, all in Myron glass, top of the line. And then Taboo, which is an aphrodisiac thing, and I know you're not interested in the sexual intimacy and all that, because, just kidding, Taboo aphrodisiac, and you can play around with that. These are all on sale. Yopan Tea, Daylight Concentrate, D3K2, Herbal Digestive Bitters, and two Taboo aphrodisiac, all on sale. Any Surthrival link, you don't need a code or anything, and that'll get you there. Just click any Surthrival link through OneRadioNetwork.com. We're having fun talking with Stephanie Tortoise, and really into essential oils and a lot of fun things. And my goodness, Stephanie, I'm looking at your books. Check this out, folks. So she's got, her latest book is Essential Oil. She has Making Love Potions. Making Love Potions. Whoa, okay. Bug-Free, Raw Energy in a Glass. The Healing Remedies, Raw Energy 1, 2, 3, 4. Organic Body Care Recipes. Herbal Remedies for Healthy Skin. Natural Foot Care, Healthy Skin. Man, great. All these books are available. You're just like a little riding ever-ready bunny, man, I tell you what.
Yes, I am. I have a lot of energy because I take good care of myself, let me tell you.
I can tell you that. Are you pretty much a raw foodie?
Living in Maine, I have tried off and on. I was raw food, 100% raw food for 2 years, say about 5, 6 years ago. But living in Maine, you know, completely different from where you live down in Texas, we have 6 months, solid 5 months of cold. And eating raw, I found that I was constantly chilled, in spite of adding jalapenos and warming spices, oreganos, rosemary, you know, cinnamon and clove and things like that to my food.
Sure.
I just found I was getting digestive upsets and the chills too much. So this time of year, I'm much more raw, 50-60%, but in the wintertime, I cut back my raw. So, but when I move to Georgia, hopefully in the next year, where the climate's a bit more tropical, I definitely will lean towards more raw.
Uh-huh. So what about taking essential oils internally? I have some books that say, you know, you can just do 2 or 3 drops of this for this challenge. And then some people say, oh, you never want to do those internally.
Yeah, the ingestion question, I get that a lot. Most professional and certified aromatherapists will discourage anybody from taking them internally because they are so concentrated. They need to be used with care if you're going to take them internally. One of the big reasons is because you've got the delicate tissue of the digestive system, which includes, starts with the mouth and it goes to the throat, the esophagus, into the stomach, you know, and then into the intestines. So I say external use only, please. Unless you're using a commercial encapsulated product that won't break down until it gets to the intestines, you know, make sure it's indicated for consumption. And even then, after you start taking it, you need to be really cognizant of how you react to that product. Some capsules that contain, you know, that are sold for, you know, great for cold and flu or dysentery or, you know, diarrhea or, you know, all kinds of stomach upset or something like that. You know, maybe they've got hot oils in them like oregano or thyme or clove or cinnamon. I have seen many people report back to me or through other aromatherapists that I, you know, associate with, say that these people have gotten a burning feeling in their intestines. And, you know, as they evacuate the bowels, it's burning. So it's, you have to be real careful with what you're eating. And before you take anything internally or even apply it, you know, externally, you know, like in my book, I have, you know, each oil is outlined. It tells you about where the oil comes from, how it's processed, what it's good for. But there will be a list of any applicable contraindications. And people need to read those before they put an essential oil in their mouth or apply it topically, because, you know, if you're pregnant or lactating, you're elderly, or say you've got medical conditions such as asthma or liver disease or ulcers, or you're taking multiple medications, or you've got seizures, epilepsy, what have you, that oil may not be right for you, or you're about to go into surgery or you're post-surgery. Some oils should never be used. So please find out about that oil before you do anything with it. You know, don't use these things willy-nilly. They are, yes, they're natural, but they are potent natural medicines. You know, it's not just feel good, taste good therapy. They're serious, and they all have, you know, hundreds of chemicals, natural chemicals in them that some might be toxic, some are quite therapeutic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what this book's about. It's for beginners, so you know what you're doing.
What a concept.
That's right.
Because we have no idea what we're doing. Yeah, so Richard, he is up in Oregon near Portlandia. Mm-hmm. God love him, Portlandia. And he wants to know, I've been having ongoing digestive issues, not necessarily large intestine, colon, but more stomach, and I've had a lot of acid reflux over the years, and I'm wondering if I can use some essential oils internally to help my stomach.
I'm going to say no for the internal.
No internal, okay.
Yeah, no internal, because that would more than likely be too irritating. What I would recommend is a topical. I mean, you know, there's talking about someone's digestion, that could be, you know, several hour long radio show,
right.
You know, because I don't know what's going on in his body exactly, or what his pH level is, or, you know, is he eating too much dairy, acidifying foods, what have you, or under loads of stress, which can give you digestive upsets. But
certainly, as
a topical belly rub. Yeah, there's, you know, and they're even good for children with colic. You know, you could take maybe a teaspoon of oil, teaspoon of any kind of oil, almond, sunflower, olive, what have you, and put like 2 drops of Roman chamomile, 2 drops of cardamom. And 2 drops of peppermint, and mix that all together in that 1 teaspoon or even just a 1/2 teaspoon, because you don't want to get too oily, and rub that in a circular motion on your belly, and those are all considered digestive herbs, but they will be absorbed through your skin and into your bloodstream within about 20 minutes to a half hour.
Oh, so they don't go necessarily in the stomach. They're actually just going in the bloodstream.
Into the bloodstream, yes, and they will exert their digestive properties into the entire body.
Isn't that great? Why do you say Roman chamomile as opposed to, you know, like German chamomile?
Okay, they're two related, yes, but chemically different birds. They look very similar. German chamomile maybe get up to 18 inches, 2 feet tall. Roman chamomile is more of a creeper.
I see.
6 inches, 4 inches tall. And Roman chamomile is more of a yellowy colored oil, and German chamomile is going to be a deep inky blue because it contains a lot of chamazulene. Azul means the color of the sea. And German chamomile is more anti-inflammatory for dermatitis, for infections that are bright red and hot and inflamed, so it cools all that down. Or achy shoulders and muscles that are inflamed and hurting, German chamomile will calm that down, cool it down, and get rid of the pain. Roman chamomile is more soothing, anti-anxiety. It calms down tissue that's disturbed, you know, like an upset belly. Great for babies that can't fall asleep. So it's just a very calming, pampering, soothing herb. Yeah, so that's different. And cardamom is a digestive spice. And peppermint is great for nausea and stomach upset. So that combination of those three is just wonderful.
But peppermint internally for Richard is not a good thing. It's just too...
Peppermint tea?
No, peppermint tea, but not peppermint oil.
No, too strong. Yes, when you really look at it... okay, so if he wanted to use peppermint oil, then 1 drop could be taken internally, but that 1 drop either needs to be encapsulated.
Wow.
I think there you can find some vegan capsules out there and put that 1 drop in there and swallow it so that it goes straight to the intestines. Or you can put that 1 drop in, say, a 1/2 cup of boiling water in your mug, so and then swallow it that way. So a little bit of the properties will evaporate, so it won't be as intense.
Wow.
But if you look at a drop of essential oil, that's of peppermint essential oil, that's equal to like 20 cups of peppermint tea. It's very strong.
20 cups of peppermint tea?
Yes.
Wow, man.
Yes. So if he wanted to make like a cup of herb tea that's 1/2 chamomile and 1/2 peppermint and make it strong, just the tea, I would say go for that.
Yeah. What about some herbs for Richard or others' digestive problems, challenges, that they could just kind of chew on? Or is that... I know, don't in Ayurveda, don't they recommend sometimes just chewing on basil?
Yes, basil is very good for digestion. So is ginger root.
Ginger root, yeah.
Yep, as long as you don't have ulcers, because ginger is hot. You can chew on a little bit of ginger root. You can mince up, say, maybe a teaspoon of ginger root and pour a little bit of boiling water over that and sip it. Or you can put some, you know, crushed peppermint leaves in with the ginger root and make a tea out of that and suck on that. That's really, really good. Another one that I find that's good for digestion, if I've been traveling a lot, is I carry around these little tea bags that are made out of clove and cinnamon and holy basil, like a herbal chai that does not contain the black tea.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, but all digestive spices like you'd normally put in your food are great for, you know, encouraging good digestion.
Stephanie Torlis is with us. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. We need to do this one. I forgot. Previously, we talked with Brandon Amalani about his Blue Shield product to protect against EMFs in your home.
The more connected we are, the more electromagnetic radiation we're going to have. So years ago, I'd play with Q-Links and just anything I can get my hands on that, whether I felt it working or not, I just wanted some kind of leverage against electromagnetic radiation and those frequencies and how they affect the cellular biology. But then when I met Mark and started really getting deep to his technology and really looking at the microprocessing technology, I've never found any EMF company that would not only to test on not only human blood and urine analysis, but also on animals, which totally weeds out the idea of placebo effect. I mean, the fact that you can plug these devices into a chicken farm, a factory farm, for about 15,000 laying hens, and all of a sudden the mortality rate, which is averages from 60 to 150 deaths per month, goes down to zero. I mean, it's pretty profound that a little device, a little energy device, could actually like create such a harmony and balance within the environment to where claustrophobic chickens that are crammed in together actually get along better and actually feel better. The biological markers are improved over that 1 year study.
There's quite a bit of science with this Blue Shield product. You can see the ad on the front page. Promo code One Radio will get you a 10% discount. This works on the cells in the body. Very cool technology. Front page, Blue Shield, OneRadioNetwork.com. Indeed it is. And then another one you can add to it would be the Golden Pyramid, the Scalar Energy device from Canarola. And that one you can use in concert because they work on two different systems. The energy, Canarola's thing is actually harmonizing and putting the electromagnetic fields and more in a scalar energy kind of Schumann thing, the Tesla thing, so it doesn't affect the body as much. And then the Blue Shield actually works on the cells in the body, and it pulses every 30 seconds so the body doesn't get used to it. 25-year-old technology out of Australia, and this works. So you have both of these options. We love aloe vera, and we like to stock the Aloe One, and they just take the pulp right out of the product, and then they flash freeze it, so there's no sodium benzoate, there's no pasteurization of this product. And it comes in fresh, frozen, comes in and you just thaw it out. And I just got four more half gallons in the other day. I love this stuff. I just, the body really likes aloe vera. Stockton Aloe One, right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Stephanie Torlis is with us about her book, Essential Oils. Aloe is a pretty amazing plant, isn't it, Stephanie?
Oh, it's an awesome plant. That's one thing I forgot to mention earlier when we were talking about herbs or what to use to hydrate the skin with. Aloe vera juice is something, not the gel because it's lumpy, but I buy a commercial aloe vera juice because it pours into bottles easy and I can add things to it. But straight aloe vera juice can be applied to your skin and it's incredibly healing, speeds the skin cell turnover, and it hydrates like crazy.
Crazy.
So and if you've got acne or you've got older skin, it's healing to whatever's going on to your skin. You know, going on with your skin, internally and externally.
Pretty good magical stuff. Plant, isn't it, aloe vera?
Yes, it is. I want to say something real quick. You had a caller about indigestion just a second ago.
Yeah, Richard, yeah.
Yeah, I totally forgot. My two of my favorite herbs that you can actually chew on and that taste good and freshen your breath, they're wonderful. I mean, if you want to stay away from synthetic breath mints, these are awesome. Cardamom seeds, those little spicy seeds, are good to chew on. They're kind of sweet and spicy. And then you've got fennel seeds, too, if you like licorice-y taste. And they're both great for indigestion.
Indigestion, yeah.
Yeah, good tips from the Greek culture there. Yeah.
Especially if you're doing, like, you know, lots of pizza on the weekend, then that'll help.
There you go.
Just kidding. Okay, let's get some of these emails here before I get carried away. We're just going to have you back here because you're too much fun. We didn't do much of anything except chat. Well, we had fun.
Sorry.
A master herbalist taught me to take no B, what? No, BS Botox? What? Oh, B5, I'm sorry. No, B5 Botox, I don't know. Egg white, copper, iodine, essential oil, rosemary. Feels divine. I don't know what this person is saying.
I don't quite understand that.
I don't understand that either. Master herbalist taught me to make, some kind of thing with egg white, copper, iodine, essential oil, rosemary. So she was just sharing that with us. And she says that Wayne Blakely has a hydration spray he recommends protecting the skin. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. It's called Never Again. So she's giving a little plug there. Here's one for you. Good morning. How would you treat a basal cell carcinoma? I played with frankincense with interesting results. The basal cell would scab, fall off. However, I still have this guy on my nose. Any ideas to prevent the skin from forming cancers?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to touch that one. See your dermatologist. You know, as a licensed esthetician, that's the first place I send to any of my clients. So I don't know if the reader or your call-in person has been treated or not with anything. But, you know, after you've been cleared from your dermatologist, if you're just trying to heal a scab, you know, after you've been completely cleared that this is not going any further, it's not turning into worse skin cancer, then to help heal that skin and maybe prevent a scar, I would say lavender is your number one, or half lavender, half frankincense for healing the tissue. I would put aloe vera juice or gel on that spot twice a day, and after putting that on while the skin is still damp, you'd take one drop of lavender, one drop of frankincense, and like one drop of some sort of carrier oil, your sunflower, what have you, and stir that up in your palm and dab that on the spot. That will help to heal the damaged tissue and the surrounding tissue and help prevent a scar. But I'm not going to recommend an essential oil to help heal a cancer. Cancer starts deep within, and you need to really see the dermatologist first.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well said. Stephanie Torlis, OneRadioNetwork.com. Now, do you, we've been promoting a lady out of Canada who we really like, Nadine Artemis. Have you ever heard of her? Living Libations.
No.
She's got some amazing essential oils from all just over the world. Do you have essential oils too, your own?
I don't have my own brand, no. But in the back of every book that I write, I usually list my absolute favorite tried and true and trusted companies. So I don't promote just one company, but all of these carry either ethically wildcrafted or truly organic oils. Either they've been certified or they're from small growers who, you know, organic certification is very expensive, but these small growers have been, you know, I know the buyers of these companies and they know the little growers. So these companies that I list in the back of the book are they're fantastic oils.
And that's what our contact is about. You'd love Nadine. She's like so clean, you can't even imagine all the stuff.
That's what you're looking for.
She knows the people, and you know, she says, well, this guy over in Germany, he does his chamomile this way, and that's why we use him. You know, she's really into it. That's what you want, right? You want somebody that really knows essential oils.
That's right. That is one of my, I mean, if you purchase the back of my Stephanie Torlis essential oil book, A Beginner's Guide, if you look on the back cover, it has actually been endorsed by the current president of the Alliance of International Aromatherapists, and she is a real safety stickler, as am I, and a purity stickler. So everything that I recommend is very pure, and that's my biggest message to your listeners and my readers is to know your source. Really get to know the company that you're buying from, where they get things from, their purity standards. You know, that's, to me, don't go and buy a $5 lavender from the corner drugstore. You don't know where it's coming from.
You just don't know where it's been, right?
You don't. Has it been diluted? Has it been sitting there for a long time? Has it been restructured with other plant chemicals so that it smells like lavender? you don't know. You need to find out about the company.
Yeah, even the hippie food store, like Whole Foods and that, God love them, and they have these essential oils in a big rack, as you know, and they're pretty inexpensive, but I've never really gone for those, well, because I have a relationship with Nadine, but you know, I don't want to talk badly about anybody, but you don't really know where they are and who made them or anything, do you?
They carry I don't have a Whole Foods here, but there's one down in Portland about 3 hours away from me, and I've been in a few of them, and you know, God bless them, they're trying to do a really good job, and they do carry, I've seen at least a couple of what I consider reputable companies, but your average consumer does not know. So if you find a company there that you'd like, you know, go online, do some research, write down the 800 number that should be on that bottle, talk to the buyer of, you know, of those oils in that company, you know, or to me, find a professional aromatherapist or someone who's been using essential oils for ages and actually has some education. There's two sources that I'd like to tell your readers they can go to online. One is the National Association for Holistic Aromatherapists, and that is NAHA.org, or they can go to the Alliance of International Aromatherapists, and I'm a professional member there, and they have a website online as well. And for one reason, I can't quite remember that website. But anyway, you know, you're looking for someone in the know to instruct you about brands, or else go to the back of my book. Those are tried and true sources.
So what about those little lamps that you can put and put a little oil in there and warm them up and breathe
it? Oh, yeah.
Are those cool? Are they cool?
Yeah, they're awesome. That's a different type of diffuser. So instead of diffusing the oils through a little bit of steam that would come out of a typical diffuser that you put a little water in, these are like warmers.
Yeah, I've seen the one where you put water in there.
And then you put a dropper. Those are great, too. Uh-huh. Yeah. But the little warmers are wonderful, and the light, you know, they're great to use at night when you turn off all the lights in the room except for the light on the warmer, and it infuses the entire atmosphere with some essential oil. The only thing I'm going to say about using a diffuser of any kind is don't use it in a closed room if you've got caged animals of any kind, turtles, snakes, rodents, or a room that has cats. Those animals in particular have a totally different chemistry than humans, and they can get quite ill. So, you know, make sure that the animal can get out and escape. You know, if it's a cat, they can run out of the room if it gets bothered by the smell. Cats just really shouldn't be around essential oils. They are not like humans and dogs. Yeah. Totally different chemistry in the liver. But
if somebody has itchy dogs? Boy, there's so much of it around, and we think a lot of it is because of puppy vaccines that we didn't know about, right?
Yeah.
Boy, it's tough. And getting rid of these. I'm working with a homeopathic vet just to try to get to the root cause from my doodle. And she, once a year, she'll just... So can we put essential oils in pet shampoos?
Not in shampoos for cats, but for dogs. Dogs that are over a year old and over 25 pounds.
Okay. And what would you use? Scratchies.
Yeah, for itchy stuff. Well, I'm going to say that needs to be something anti-inflammatory. So maybe, for one shampoo, you'd use like a drop of helichrysum, a drop of, because that's very anti-inflammatory, a drop of lavender. You don't want to use too many drops.
Okay.
And maybe a drop of geranium.
Okay.
Something like that in the shampoo. And then when the dog gets out and his skin is dry, everywhere that he's itchy, put aloe vera juice on the skin or a hydrosol, spritz that area with a healing hydrosol.
Yeah.
So you don't have to expose the dog to such intense essential oils. You could pick up a German chamomile hydrosol, which is very, very anti-inflammatory and has antihistamine properties in it, which will help relieve the itch. And so you could, you know, just spray the German chamomile hydrosol directly on there or cut it half and half with the aloe vera juice, because they're both water-soluble, and they'll come right out in a spritzer.
So maybe Mountain Rose Herbs may have that hydrosol chamomile, maybe?
Yes, they will.
Okay,
that'd be
a good one here. Here's an email from Steve. He says, I understand the basic premise of the water cure is that consuming a bit of salt several times before drinking water to promote hydration cellular level. Does Stephanie have any experience or opinion on this idea?
I am not that familiar with that, no. As far as hydrating, I mean, internally, if you're just trying to really hydrate your body or you've got a dry mouth,
yeah,
or your doctor said, you know, you need to drink more water, and maybe you do drink 8, 9, 10 glasses a day, but you still feel like you're, mm-hmm, you know, your throat's dry, your mouth's dry, your skin's dry. You're like, what the heck? I can't drink anymore.
What's going on here? What's going on?
Yeah, well, sometimes your body needs a little help with its absorption, and so by adding a pinch of, say, Himalayan salt,
yeah,
or Icelandic sea salts, or just a really good quality Celtic salt, just a pinch, you know, and you're not a lot, and it's full of minerals. You're not talking about iodized, you know, salt from the grocery store, not that junk. This is really good quality salt, just a pinch, and you put that in your water, and the salt will help you retain the fluid. I don't mean to the point where you're going to become bloated or anything or waterlogged, but it will just help your tissues to retain fluid a little better.
Mm-hmm. What about doing, since we'll kind of wrap up on the skin, mm-hmm, what about doing collagen things? You know, they have collagen products, Great Lake Collagen. People have recommended things like ham hocks or chicken feet with all this collagen. Do you think that gets up to the face and makes it?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah.
Especially bone broth. I mean, I've been vegetarian, or I have to say pescatarian, because I eat
I'm going to be a pescatarian, too.
Hear that word very often.
No, I like the sound of that. I'm a pescatarian. Really.
People look at me. What do you mean?
What do you mean? Yeah.
But I have now, I just don't like meat. And my grandfather took me to the slaughterhouse, mm-hmm, when I was little, and it was just, I can't do this.
Yeah, I understand.
But I will, I've gotten over some of that, and and there are local farmers around me that raise happy cows, happy sheep, happy chickens,
no,
feed them right, and then they're killed ethically. So I will make bone broth, whether it's from chicken, organic chicken bones, mm-hmm, or beef bones.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever made bone broth with lots of herbs in it and vegetables in it to make it taste like a really rich soup, and you chill it in the fridge, it turns like jelly-like.
Yeah.
That's the collagen. And that, if you eat a little bit of that several times a week, or even, you know, a third of a cup of it,
mm-hmm,
every day,
mm-hmm,
after a month or 2 months, you know, it's consistency is what builds your health. So you will see that your skin starts to just look more moist and plump,
mm-hmm,
and that collagen is great for your tendons and your ligaments and your bones. So a good bone broth. Collagen,
yeah,
is excellent. As far as buying creams that contain collagen, that collagen has been heated to very, very high temperatures. And to me, it's almost worthless.
Hmm.
So you can buy organic rose hip seed oil, which is like the vegan equivalent of putting collagen on your face, because it stimulates collagen production within the skin.
What is it called? Organic what?
Rose hip seed oil.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah, and it's reddish color. It most of it comes from either Bulgaria or South America,
mm-hmm,
and it smells kind of sweet tart, and you have to keep it refrigerated because it goes rancid, like wheat germ oil would in about 4 months. But it's wonderful oil to apply to your skin on a daily basis.
Some people say that this, you know, this good stuff from Australia, the ostrich oil kind of thing, is great for the skin. Have you ever used
that? Oh, the emu oil?
Emu oil, yeah, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get the real, you know, authentic stuff. Most of it out there is, you know, who knows what it is.
I haven't used much of that. I used it maybe 10, 15 years ago in these,
yeah,
really nice products, but the company went out of business. But emu oil penetrates the skin just like a good quality lanolin. Some people are allergic to lanolin, but I haven't heard many allergies with the emu oil. But it's quite compatible with human skin, and it penetrates readily, and it's great for preventing scars.
Mm-hmm. There's a friend of mine at the farmer's market. He's a really cool guy, herbalist, and he's, mm-hmm, been working with a little cream that he's using, this red algae that's amazing little cream for your face. Have you ever heard that used on the face? That's kind of
I haven't heard of using red algae, but I have taken chlorella, which is a single-celled algae, for 15, 20 years, and I have off and on used a cream that has that type of algae in it, but I have not used the red algae. But any algae is so loaded with minerals that it's good inside and out.
Cool. Well, you're fun to talk to. Let's do it again sometime. And when are you going to move south soon?
Well, I've got someone real interested in my house now, so I'm hoping I can be in Georgia by Christmas. But it'll be all over my website and all my Facebook pages when I'm making the big move and setting up the new office.
We'll take care of you. Stephanie is going to move down to Georgia from Maine, and so you won't have to wear as many clothes there in the winter.
That's
as you do.
Right, and no. I won't have to shovel that dang snow anymore.
That's right. Stephanie's website is stephanietourless.com, TOURLES.com, and she has a link there to this Healthy Harvest place there, and you might want to look at some of these olive essential oil facial oils that she put together. And I'm going to try this Tuscan oil, man. You got me all jazzed about that.
Oh, it's lovely.
I'm going to try, because I love olive oil. I'm going to try that. So you got some good recipes here. And then where's your favorite place to send folks to get your book, Essential Oils? Where would you send them?
It's available online everywhere. They can find it on Amazon. And today it should be in just about every major bookstore, or they can get it for you. But and Amazon, if you go through there, you can also buy it as an e-book if you happen to like, you know, to read your Kindle, what have you.
And all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And the exact name of the book is?
The exact name is Stephanie Tourless with an apostrophe S, so it looks like Tourlesses. Essential Oils, A Beginner's Guide.
Tourless is.
Yes, it sounds funny.
Okay, well, have a happy boy. 75 degrees, man. We're all coming there. Jeez.
Yeah, it's about what it is now, but it should be 90 again today. So.
Yeah. Well, you're fun to talk to.
You
all,
too.
All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Stephanie Tourless, man, that's great, huh? So that's be a good, it sounds, she's smart, girl. It sounds like that'd be a good essential oil book to get. And we'll have her on again, too, because so much we could talk about there. So what do you say we do this?